Question 3. Listen to the passage. On a piece of paper, take notes on the main points of the listening passage.
I'd like to talk today about some of the formal grammar rules in English. Rules about what's considered formally correct and incorrect. I'd like to talk in particular about rules that were formed in the 17th and 18th centuries during the period of neoclassicism. During the 17th and 18th centuries in Europe, there was a widely held view that the culture of ancient Greece and Rome was superior to the culture of the day. This period in the 17th and 18th century is known as the Neoclassic period. During the Neoclassic period, academics held the view that the Latin language of the classic age of the Roman Empire was the purest language possible. As a result, there was an attempt to Latinize the English of the time to make it resemble what was considered the most perfect language, Latin. An example of a formal grammar rule that developed in English during the Neoclassic revival is the rule against split infinitives. The infinitive is the form of the verb that includes the word to and the base form of the verb, such as to go or to walk or to make. There is a formal rule today in English against splitting the infinitive, against saying something like to never go or to always work or to usually finish, though many native speakers of English do break this formal rule fairly often. This formal rule against split infinitives did not exist before the Neoclassic period. Instead, it came about as 17th and 18th century academics during the Neoclassic period noted that it's impossible to split infinitives in Latin. It's impossible to split infinitives in Latin because a Latin verb is one word rather than the two words that make up an English infinitive. However, because infinitives were never split in Latin, the rule against splitting infinitives was created. English speakers still, however, regularly split their infinitives. The attempt by 17th and 18th century academics to impose a rule against split infinitives in order to make English more like Latin did not succeed entirely.